Well,
hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. Yeah. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in the neighborhood. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up and participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your response to questions are anonymous. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. What is the zip code of your primary residence?
02135.
Appreciate that, sir. What would you say is your gender, male, female, or something else, non-binary? Male.
Male.
Okay. Thank you, sir. How old are you?
47.
47. I appreciate that, sir. Now, what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, other Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Latino, Middle Eastern, North Africa, two or more races.
Yeah, Caucasian.
Caucasian, right. Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Did not complete high school diploma, GED. Attended college but did not complete. Trade technical vocational training. Associate's degree. Bachelor's degree. Graduate degree.
Graduate degree.
All right, thank you, sir. Your opinion is very important. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Yeah, great, thank you so much. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week? A few times a week? Every day?
Once per week.
About once per week. Okay, thank you for your honesty. It's very important. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never? About once per week? A few times a week? Or every day?
One per week.
Okay, thank you. Now, how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
Never.
Okay. Yeah. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Some days. More than half a day. Or nearly every day?
Not at all.
Okay. Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Same options. Not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
Okay.
Some days, thank you. Having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Not
at all. Not being able to control worry. Was that not at all again? Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important. For now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like? Yes or no?
Ever?
Ever. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, in this case, yeah, it's actually, have you ever been told by your healthcare professional?
Not
yes,
before.
Okay, thank you. Before, thank you. And how about diabetes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Overweight or obesity?
No.
No. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
Thank you. A substance use disorder?
No.
High blood pressure?
Nope.
Thank you so much, sir. And here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very unlikely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, okay. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? You say yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people as other groups, of other groups.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers?
Mostly agree.
Okay. Strongly agree. Okay. Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you very much. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you, sir. And at this time, you can answer these questions with a yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
Okay. Have the police or the law enforcement been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Okay. Thank you so very much for that. Let's go ahead and move on. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
I don't know.
No, you said, I'm sorry, the line broke up.
No, no. I have no idea.
Okay. No worries. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
In my neighborhood or ever?
In your neighborhood specifically, just here. Let me see. Have you ever felt? No, you actually ever. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background? Okay, thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's okay. Okay, that's a possibility too. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes? Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, the line is kind of breaking up. Have you ever been arrested in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no? Thank you very much. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, I appreciate that. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And these questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever assumed you were a thief?
No.
Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever treated you unfairly of how you dress? Because
no.
Of how you dress?
No.
Okay. Have they been verbally abusive to you?
No.
Have they pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Okay. Have they been physically abusive to you?
No.
Have they followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Okay. Have they accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Have they arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Have they stopped you and searched you for no reason?
No.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. We're 65% complete, almost done. Think about your most memorable encounter with police. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I think about having been stopped, even when I do not mean to. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree. Neither agree nor disagree. Somewhat agree. Strongly agree.
I don't know what that question is.
All right. No worries. Okay. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police? Strongly agree. Strongly disagree.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Somewhat agree. Or strongly agree. Okay. Thank you. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Strongly agree,
thank you. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Somewhat agree,
thank you. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Somewhat agree. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Right.
What would you say, strongly?
Yeah, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, thank you. Reminders of the time I was stopped. Because reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble, breathing, nausea, or a pound in the heart.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you very much. And please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. People have avoided me. Same options.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
Strongly, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, thank you. I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experiences with the police.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you. People are more uncomfortable around me.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I feel that I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People may have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you very much. We're 82% complete, almost done, sir. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you so very much. And the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you very much. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
I don't know.
Strongly disagree. All right, let's use that. No worries. Okay. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Somewhat agree. No, somewhat disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree then? Okay.
Somewhat.
No worries then. Somewhat disagree. Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and move forward. Thank you. We're almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status? Homeowner? Self-employed? I mean, homemaker, self-employed, retired, student, without a job, and not looking for a work?
Self-employed.
Self-employed. Thank you very much. What is your current marital status? Single, never married? Divorced, married? Cohabiting outside of marriage?
Single.
Single. Okay, let me see. Now, how many children do you have?
One.
Okay. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
One.
Thank you so very much. What is your household's total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under $20,000. Between $20,001 and $50,000, between $50,001 and $80,000, between $80,001 and $120,000, between $120,000, okay, between $80,001 and $120,000, thank you, $120,000. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, or all your life?
Over 15.
Over 15, thank you very much. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, rent or paying partial rent with family or friend, living somewhere I do not pay rent.
Okay.
Homeowner. Thank you. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so very much. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street, please.
Washington and Samuel Street.
Washington and Samuel, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. I just have to type that in as the last questions. Would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card? No.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. You've now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide your email address. I have your phone number at 617-759-4600, right? What's your email address, please?
ISAAT.
One more time, please. ISAAT.
C is in Chris at the end.
Oh, Isaac, okay.
Yeah. Dot coach, COACH.
COA. CH at?
COACH at gmail.com.
Okay, so it would be Isaac.coach.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Yep.
Fantastic, sir. In that case, just let me input your phone number as well here. 617-759-4600. 97%. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, sir?
All right. Bye.
Bye now. Have a good evening.